Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we're coming to you from the Quicken Loan Studios in New York on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell, along with Mafia and Carver High, national mortgage lender. Quicken Loans apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Are you kidding? How great is this? Conference finals in hoops, conference finals in hockey, my great snags at PharrellOnTheBench.com, baseball winners, boxing, MMA, daily fantasy rosters, PharrellOnTheBench.com has it all. Sign up today. So the Celtics went at 107.94, and I was just looking at the productivity of so many different players on that Boston team in this game. They lit it up in the third, obviously. 36-22, and then again in the fourth, 23-17. So in the second half, they dominated them. Jaylen Brown had 23, Rozier 18, Horford 15, Morris 12, Smart 11. Even Baines had 9. I mean, they literally almost had everyone that touched the floor almost had double figures. There were some other guys that Ojale, all the others barely chipped in. Monroe, just a couple buckets or whatever. But, I mean, literally everything. They won in rebounds, assists, like everything in the game. Less fouls, obviously, playing at home. But the only one, you know, LeBron had a triple-double. You cannot question LeBron James, 42, 10, and 12. 6 turnovers, though, a little bit of a problem. Love had 22. And nobody else did jack. Carver had 11. That was it. Green had 6. Thompson had 8. Hill had 3. J.R. Smith was disastrous. 0 for 7 from the floor. 0 for 4 from downtown. No points. 3 rebounds. 1 assist. That's an awful game, Carver High, from J.R. Smith. We always knew that if they can shut down the rest of those bums on that team, let's face it. If the Celtics can stop Love, Thompson, Hill, Smith, Green, and Korver and Hood, the Celtics will cruise in this series because they let LeBron do whatever he wanted tonight. He shot 29 times. They let him do whatever he wanted, basically, and what they did was they shut down everybody else and they won the game. That's what they did.
They showed you what you got to do. I mean, take everybody else out. Let him do what he wants. He's not going to score 100 points.
No.
Lock everybody else up.
He scored 42 and they still beat their ass. Again, by 13. Wasn't it by 13 game one?
I think so. I gotta look.
I mean, it's just...
Difference was game one. They blew him out. Tipped a buzzer. I mean, they just destroyed him in that game.
Well, that game, it was, I think, when was that game? Sunday?
Sunday. Tonight, I mean, the Cavs had a lead for the first half, and then the Celtics
it was,
blew by him.
Well, that was
third.
Even bigger. 108-83. They slaughtered him.
So they whacked him in game one.
And then it was the other game that was 13. It was the Warriors won by 13 over the Rockets. Right? That was it. They beat them by 13. So here we go again. Blowout in game one. I consider a 13-point win tonight a blowout. Don't you, Mafia? They blew him out.
They blew him out in the second half. And once again, the problem is that he doesn't have enough help. LeBron can do everything he wants on the court. When the other guys don't help him out, he gets a loss. And the big thing, it wasn't even that they didn't help him out enough on the scoring because Love did some scoring. All Korver's points were in the first half. These other guys really didn't do a damn thing. The big problem was that they didn't help him out on the defensive end. They were down. They got down in the second half, and they couldn't come back because even though he kept putting the ball in the basket, he kept doing whatever he wanted and whatever the team needed him to do, the rest of them didn't stop anybody. And bad rotations, bad movement, you know, letting the Celtics move the ball around and get easy shots. You can't go on a run if you keep letting them score, and that's what happened tonight. I mean, they had 24 assists, the Celtics did. And if you look at the Cavs, the only ones who really had assists were LeBron. They had 18. He had 12 of them. You know, Love had two, Hill had one, Smith had one. They weren't passing the ball because LeBron had to do everything because the rest of them weren't doing a damn thing, and the Celtics were moving around to everybody.
So there you go. They're up 2-0 now, and they'll go to Cleveland for games 3 and 4. And I'm assuming, do we know when that is? It looks to me like they're not playing until, like, Saturday.
That would be Saturday. 3 days off.
So Saturday. So they have 3 days to get their act together and be ready in Cleveland at the Q.
Same thing will happen in the West after they play tomorrow. They'll have 3 days off till Sunday. So basically, Thursday, Friday, no NBA.
But if they got, I mean, they got slaughtered in these two games. Do they turn around and go home and do the same thing to them, or is Boston that much better than Cleveland now? Defensively, they're clearly better. They're shutting them down. That's just all there. The first game was embarrassing. But they have 83 points? It's embarrassing.
This thing's far from over.
So you think they go home and rock it out?
Yes.
So you think they go home and even it up?
Yes.
Whoa, Mafia, did you hear that?
I did hear that. That's a lot to put on the Cavs to do the way they showed up these first two games. I know obviously at home you're going to be better. We've seen them get down and show up better in Cleveland. But to say that they're going to win both of them after they just got, you know, embarrassed the first one and smacked around the second half of the second one, I could definitely see them game three and maybe game four, but I can't guarantee that for sure at all.
I see this interview David Fizdale did about going to the Knicks and how trying to get free agents. He said the club needs to have a strong development program in place, establish a culture and solid roster to show them that you're not going there because it's New York City. You're going there because you're joining a culture and a coaching staff and an organization that deeply practices every single day the habits of a champion. When you start showing that through action, players are going to come. I believe that. Do you believe that? What is this culture he's talking about that of a champion?
It's got to be a winning team, a team that they want to play for. You know, you go.
The Knicks are a champion.
No, they're not. That's the problem. He might think that's the culture that they need. That's the thing, you know, the facade that you want to show these players. The problem is you need one or two of them to come when you still suck.
Yeah, you need LeBron and Dwayne Wade when they're young.
Right, you're not going to have that happen this year or in this offseason. That's something that happens 4 or 5 years down the road when he's probably gone already.
He got all that cachet in Miami, being on Spoelstra's staff and being around LeBron and D. Wade. You know what I mean? And that's bottom line why he won. That's bottom line why he won. Did he win in Memphis? No. Is he going to win with the Knicks? Time will tell. But is he going to develop a culture that's a championship culture with a team so far removed from a championship? I mean, it is so long ago that it's almost – is there a statue of Pharrell Attations on the championship? I mean, honestly, championship culture – you can count on one hand how many times they've been to the playoffs. Seriously, you need to calm down, bro. You need to go golf or something and get ready for summer camp.
This guy could say whatever he wants. The main thing
it's
is
blowing hot
in 3
air.
Years, this dude's going to be out of a job. So it doesn't matter what he says because he's going to be gone. He's only going to be a Knick coach for 2, maybe 3 seasons, and that's it. They can't handle it. He'll be out of there fast.
Being able to talk about the culture in detail from a coaching perspective to these free agents and then recruiting and then the fact that I've developed some great relationships around the league and a reputation with these kids and players that may make us more attractive once they see what we're doing, the steps we're taking step by step the right way. It's not that Mills and Perry need the help. The way that they talked to me in the interview process, I would have gone and played for them. Wow. I don't know anyone else that will. Do you think that Steve Mills and Scott Perry, seriously, would have gotten any free agents to come play for the Knicks? The two of them?
No.
Thank you. I mean, let's just be real here for a minute so we can save everyone a lot of tax money. Let's stop acting like those two have done anything. What have they done here? What a disaster. I hope they turn it around. Believe me, I've been waiting for 20 years for them to win some games. One time they've won since I've been here, 20 years. I mean, literally, right? I mean, When is the last time they won the 54 games? That was it. That was it, right? And they still lost in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, that's it since 2000, since the end of that, you know.
99.
Right, 99 season where they made the finals.
That's it. So I've waited that long, and they've been terrible every single year. There is no culture. There's a terrible culture. The culture club, just like that band. Terrible. All of it. The Knicks, the band, all of it. Mavi now looking for culture club music. It is very possible that we could be hearing that momentarily based on how funny it is and how cheesy it is. I know that Mavi is a huge... Wasn't that Boy George's band? Culture Club? Did that guy... is he alive still or did he pass? Is he still alive? I could have sworn he dropped dead. He's still alive? He's 50. This is the music Mafia listens to at home at night when he gets off at 4 in the morning and he's snapping a beefy proto. Boy George has a concert in Memphis on July 13th that I know Shep is going to. that felt good. It's like gas. Jordan Lyles almost had a perfect game, which is a nice way of saying he did not have a perfect game. Right, Carver High? What happened there? In the eighth inning, it was broken up?
Doesn't matter if you don't get it.
You don't get it, doesn't matter.
Trevor Story with the hit.
Is it? It's the same kind of thing as having a big game, but you don't win.
Right. Who cares? You didn't do it.
Did they win the game?
I believe so, yeah. 4-0, maybe?
I don't even think it matters. They're so terrible.
4-0.
Against his old team, 4-0. You're right. But they're terrible. Mafia plays this when he's washing his car in the driveway in tight jorts. Mafia wears jorts. We should do a zany radio bit, Carver High. We could all wear jorts in here one night and take pictures and put them on Instagram on the CBS Sports Radio Instagram page.
Do a little jort, zany bit with some jorts.
Throw on the bed car wash.
Whoever's got the shortest ones, we'll give them a prize. Should we give them something? Video it.
We're going to put out a Twitch TV. We're going to put out Facebook Live.
Jorts calendar, the men of Pharrell on the bench. Put that one month will be a construction worker, the next one.
The Jort calendar. Our summer calendar, the CBS Sports Radio summer calendar. Get yours at your local area Wawa. What could be worse, honestly? Celtics 9-0 in the postseason at home. I know that's happening. 855-212-4227 is brought to you by Geico, our toll-free line. Hey, everybody, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance? Do get it all at geico.com. I did want to tell you the player of the week is brought to you by Granger. Let's take a look at the one who got it done this week. It's Scooter Gennett, the Red second baseman, who loves listening to Joey Votto talk about how bad the Reds suck. But Gennett is giving his money's worth. Last week, he hit .591 with 7 runs scored, 4 homers and 10 RBIs in 5 games. Also one of the players of the week in Major League Baseball and the Granger Player of the Week. The Player of the Week brought to you by Granger. Delivering the products that keep your facility running is what Granger does best. They've been doing it for 90 years. Visit Granger.com for whatever you need, whenever you need it. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
I got to tell you, Mafia, I love this story about Lucas Glover, the PGA golfer. Did you see this story about his wife?
I did see that, yeah.
Did you see her mugshot?
No, that I didn't.
Oh, my God. Her mugshot is worth $1 million. She's got, let's just say, how should I put it? Crazy eyes. And she's got a look in her face like, go ahead and take the picture. I could care less because I'm crazy. I'm rich. I got his kids, and I don't care what you do to me. And I'm drunk. Like, you can't slow me down type of look on her face. Did you see the picture of her face, Carver?
I did see it.
Does it represent somewhat of, like, where I'm coming from here? Like, some of the, do you think I've kind of at least maybe got in the ballpark there with, like, the crazy eyes and a look like, I don't care what you do to me. I'm loaded.
Possessed.
Huh?
I'm seeing it now. She looks possessed.
She looks possessed. And she looks like, I don't even care what I did. It doesn't matter. I'm not embarrassed. I'm going to kick his ass when I get out of here, too. Can you believe this chick? Did you see some of the stuff they're saying about her? So.
She had a rough day.
So apparently Glover told cops that his wife attacked him over the weekend and called him a female anatomy part and a loser. And because he played poorly in the golf tournament that day. And then the cops in Jacksonville were called to a rented house where Glover, his wife, and mother were staying. According to the report, Lucas's mother allegedly had cuts on her arms and blood on her chest when they arrived.
She tried to intervene.
She tried to break up the fight between them.
And then it got
she
physical.
Got lit up.
And then it got physical.
When cops made contact, he said the fight started after he played a bad round. The police report states, quote, Lucas advised me every time he plays poorly in a tournament, she begins yelling at him, stating he's a loser in a female anatomy part, and ultimately starting an altercation with him about his performance.
Now, when I hear that...
He said she was drinking all day.
That makes me think, like, maybe she's giving him the business because maybe the money's running low. Maybe he needs to win to restock the cupboard, you know?
Right.
So I had to go and look. What's Lucas Glover's career earnings on the PGA Tour?
I bet it's
tour?
Millions.
How about $20
million? Yeah.
That's his career earnings on the PGA Tour. So I don't know if maybe my theory probably, although we've seen guys blow more than $20 million, I mean, that's for sure.
Maybe she thinks that because he won a major, he won the U.S. Open in 09, that she...
Which is where the majority of his career earnings probably
so then, from. So then she married him, had kids with him, and now he's not winning anymore. And so she thinks he's a female anatomy part.
He's still playing on
he's
the
not,
PGA Tour.
But he's not winning. And so all of her friends and colleagues and peers, their husbands are winning all the time. And then they go to these cocktail parties and they brag about their husbands winning. And she can never brag about Lucas because he's a female anatomy part. Right? That's what she's saying. She was arrested for domestic violence. Cops say she became combative. That's a nice way of calling it. She apparently, on the way to jail, said to the cop, quote, allegedly, quote, this is why cops get shot in the face, end quote. Oh, that's going to go over well down at the precinct.
She's also kicking the door when they're trying to put her in the car and damage the car.
Damage the car, kick the door off of its hinges. You got to love that. She had the power heels going. She was throwing absolute leg haymakers. I mean, full stallion, bronco, horse bucking type kicking in the police car with a big old martini buzz on. She had the Cosmo buzz rocking. She would have been good to go. I mean, she was ready to party and do blow and smoke reefer and get naked and go swimming. I mean, this was all happening. She could have been in Jaws right there in that scene because she's got a crazy look. Her mugshot looks like she wants to go skinny dipping flat out. Woo! Put her on the list, Carver High, of our favorites of all time. What was the other girl that was in all kinds of trouble? Emily, we liked.
Emily is regrouped. She's
Emily's had some racial issues, but that doesn't stop us from honing in on her other skills. What's with Krista? Crazy Krista. Crazy! This is crazy! She was charged with domestic violence, and although Lucas is saying they're comfortable that the judicial system will address what happened and Krista will be cleared in this very private matter and that they are working through things.
Because his mother refused to press charges, but they still took her in.
Mother refused to press charges. Here's one thing I would recommend, like just from the jump, I would say initially, Krista, you need to put down the martinis. on the golf course. This is what Chris Thomas is talking about, the golfer. We got all these drunks out here drinking cocktails and yelling abusive things. What's next? She's going to yell that Lucas has a small wedge and that, you know, he can't work that 56. He's not. I mean, I got to admit, her mugshot really kind of turns me on. She is a crazy face and a face of defiance. Like, I am not paying for the police car door, and I am not taking back that I said all police officers should be shot in the face. She looks like she's not taking it back. Her mugshot.
She's going to suck out your soul through your kiss.
Her mugshot has 1,000 stories on it. And we're not talking about crow's feet here. There's just a story in her face of just someone's getting her ass beat.
Shark eyes.
She looks like a crazy, absolutely crazy, hot blonde, temper-fueled, like just engine of violence. She is a power-packed punch of just a painful, pain-in-the-ass type wife. I mean, to tell you, this chick looks crazy. Does she not? Don't even tell me I'm wrong. Her that picture looks like she just would rock your world and make you eventually jump off a roof.
That picture looks like she's plotting in her head the whole time what she's going to do when she gets out.
How do you like having your wife call you a female anatomy part in public for a couple days nationally? That you're a big, giant... That just, you know, that'd be it for me. You know, pretty much the thing where they go, I hate your guts, or you're a female anatomy part, pretty much does it for me in terms of drawing the line of how far is this relationship's going to go after this point of this conversation.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, so... The Mets ended up beating the Jays 12-2. Syndergaard, 2 earned runs over 5 innings. Lagares had 3 RBIs. The Rays beat the Royals 6-5. Banda, 3 earned runs over 5 innings. Merrifield, 3 RBIs. I think that's their second baseman. Oh, no. I'm thinking, who is that? The kid for Kansas City. Isn't that their second baseman? He ended up having a good game, but they lost. Also, Twins beat the Cardinals 4-1. Berrios, 1 earned run over 7 and a third. Wilson, 2 RBIs. And then Tigers beat the Indians 9-8. Liriano, 5 earned runs over 4 and a third. Guyer, 4 RBIs. Cubs beat the Braves 3-2. Darvish, 1 earned run over 4 innings. Zobrist, an RBI. We all know what happened tonight in Boston. The Celtics dominate the second half and beat the Cavaliers 107-94 in Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Celtics lead the series 2-0, and a lot of people will say that the series is over. What about Drew in North Carolina? Drew, go ahead. Hey. You're on.
Hey, Pharrell, first and foremost, I just want to tell you, my man, you are a bastion of great radio, my friend.
Thank you. A bastion of hope for the community, Carver.
Yes. I really believe that you and Howard Stern are the two great voices left in radio that remind us all that we are not slaves to the corporate overlords.
I love you. I'm starting to like you more by the minute. I would agree with you.
I've been liking you ever since the first minute, my man.
Thanks, dude. All right, so what do you want to say about the Celtics?
I want an Irish car bomb for my Celtics.
Get him an Irish car bomb from the Farella Pub, and they look pretty good in these two games.
In these two games? Just these two?
No, I mean in all their home games, certainly, but I'm not going to sit here and take my clothes off or anything for you.
I wouldn't expect you to because this call was slightly related to a statement I remember from you from prior to the playoffs. At the start of the playoffs, you were talking basically about how booty the Celtics were. You basically were saying they were garbage. And, you know.
Yeah, I don't even know what you're talking about. I mean, what is he talking about, Carver? Do you remember all this? When did all this happen? When did I ever say that they weren't a good team?
I guess he feels that before the playoffs, you said they were not a good team. They were booty, as he said.
Booty? I never use that word. There you go. So stop liking me, and I'll feel good about you taking back everything you said good about me, and I'll be able to sleep well at night. I don't remember. When do I ever say booty? I usually say ass, just so we're clear. So I don't ever remember doing a show where I said that the Celtics were ass. Okay? So there you go. Are you kidding me? Do you know how many times we've talked good about Brad Stevens and the Celtics and Marcus Smart and Horford and how their Rozier's playing, how they're doing without Kyrie, how they've done all year without Hayward? You're going to sit here and tell me that we've been talking about the Celtics like they suck? You're imagining things. So get your facts straight. NFL, this Christian Kirk guy, do you even know who that is? Does anyone know who that is? I've never heard of him before. So he's a rookie. He was showing alleged signs of cocaine use when he was arrested at a golf tournament in February, which is now apparently coming out in May. He's a Arizona Cardinals second-round pick, was arrested for criminal damage to a car on February 3rd after cops say he was throwing rocks at a car outside of the Phoenix Open. And then the police, event security had contacted police and said the suspects were high. When Scottsdale PD arrived, the officers immediately noticed Kirk's demeanor. He had a blank stare. The cop placed him under arrest, handcuffed him, and then suggested he may have been on cocaine. Quote, I further noticed the grinding of his jaw and continued blank stare, common signs of individuals high on stimulants like cocaine. He and another man were taken to the police station. The arrest did not stop the Cardinals from selecting him with the 47th pick in the draft. They said they were aware of the incident before the draft. Nothing like drafting the guy that they know was out at the Phoenix Open, allegedly high on cocaine before the draft. So he was just a big fan of the Waste Management Open and golf, and he can do whatever he wants as long as he's enjoying himself and watching golf.
Well, clearly, you know, they did their due diligence on this.
Throwing rocks at cars.
They did their due diligence here, and if they felt it was okay to go ahead and select the young man in the second round, then I don't see why any of us should judge them for such a move.
You know, I mean, the franchise has had a lot of people take shots at it, and maybe they're trying to get a guy that throws stones. You know, a guy that'll throw insults back at people, and a guy that can get them good blow. I mean, it's important at some point or another, I think, to remember here that there's a lot involved when you're talking about blow and rocks. Did you notice that they were talking, he was throwing rocks? Maybe they meant he was chopping rocks. Instead of throwing rocks, he was breaking rocks up and snorting them.
Well, it's a good thing that Minnesota didn't draft him if he's throwing stones, because you shouldn't do that if you live in a glass house, right?
It's true. They play in a glass house. It's very true. It's unbelievable. Were you surprised that the Carolina Panthers were not sold to Diddy Combs?
No, they were going to be sold to whoever offered the most money. I mean, that's it. Who offered the most money? They probably got the team. I don't even know who got the team, but they probably offered the most
money.
So
Tepper's been an owner, part owner of the Steelers for a while. $2.5 billion in cash. Who's got that lying around? Apparently Mr. Tepper. Can you imagine? Wow. So there you go. There's a lot happening there. Diamondbacks lose A.J. Pollock for 48 weeks with a fractured thumb. Their center fielder, done. The Pirates are the only National League team that features five players with at least 20 RBIs. There's only three in baseball. Who would that be? The Yankees would be one of those? Do they have five players with 20 RBIs? Who do you think those two American League teams are? Boston.
I mean, I'd have to guess off the top of my head the Yankees and the Red Sox, but I'd have to look.
They'd have to have five guys with at least 20 RBIs. And we know that they have that vaunted lineup, the Yankees, with driving in a lot of runs. Anyway, there you go. I see another problem with the Popo Mafia. Sacramento Sheriff investigating Nate Diaz for alleged battery in a Combat America's incident. What happened there? And the answer is the Yankees and Red Sox with the five players with 20 RBIs. So this event took place in McClellan Park, California, and a scuffle broke out. Officers took an incident report from Clay Guida. We remember him, the former UFC fighter, who was accusing Diaz of battery. Guida's manager told MMA Fighting that Diaz shoved Guida from behind unprompted, causing Guida to stumble into a metal guardrail and split open his lip. Sources on the scene, Guida was bleeding profusely. What do you think of Nate Diaz finding trouble with the Popo, apparently?
And also, Guida's training partner, Tyler Diamond from Team Alpha Male, also said that he was slapped by Diaz. So, I mean, it's just not a good scene. These guys go out all the time. They're at all these events, and a lot of times, you know, stuff breaks out, whether it be in Vegas or in California. The Diazes have always been, you know, in trouble, whether it be in, for their own fights or someone else's. There's just always something going on.
Guida's about to fight in UFC 225 against Bobby Green.
Yeah.
I didn't even know Clay still fought.
Yeah, he made the switch to our boy, you know, to our boy Uriah Faber's camp, and is doing well since. So he's trying to make a comeback, trying to get back to the top of the heap, and it's not going to help him if his lips split up and he can't practice and can't train.
Is there any truth to the rumor that Ariel Helwani, our guy, is going to ESPN? Is there any truth to that?
That's the rumors I've seen. That would be a little surprising for me since they just did a deal with the UFC, and we know that Dana White is no fan of Ariel and actually got him kicked off the Fox broadcast. So it would be interesting that they just did this deal to stream things for them and that they're going to bring in the guy that Dana hates.
You don't think he respects that guy's journalistic efforts?
No.
No, he just doesn't. Once he doesn't like you, you're screwed.
I think he respects him on some level.
He doesn't like me either.
He doesn't like him. He respects him, but he doesn't like him. He's definitely not a fan of him, but he knows that he's good at his job and that all the fighters love him and everyone in the sport kind of looks up to him.
So Chuck Liddell says he'd KO John Jones in his prime, and he says that he's still dangerous.
Too bad his prime was, what, 20 years ago?
Like, he can't possibly get into an octagon with John Jones and not get killed, right? I mean, honestly.
Well, John Jones himself can't get into the octagon at this point, so who knows what's going to go on. Maybe they have to do it as a, you know, parking lot, you know, backwoods fight.
Like a scene from a bad movie.
Yeah.
Sounds like a plan. I'm all for it. But you don't really want to see him fight, do you?
They got that Cobra Kai show going, right? They should just have a scene in the show where those two just brawl in the parking lot.
Chuck could maybe be a new coach or something on the Cobra Kai show and like maybe have a little domestic violence or alcoholism type side story going. Maybe he could end up dating Lucas Glover's ex-wife. Man, all these people in trouble. I just can't keep track of it all. It's just unbelievable. Although no one tops her mugshot with those crazy eyes and a crazy, I mean, just crazy violent wife that calls her husband just all kinds of abusive names, just hurting his feelings constantly. And word has it that he's fed up with it. He's had enough. They're working through it, which is a nice way of saying they're getting a divorce. Carver, do you believe that Lucas will get a divorce from Crazy Eyes?
Yes.
Mafia, do you believe she will get half of everything and the children?
She's hot, so no, he will not get a divorce. He'll stick it out.
He will stay with the hot, lunatic, blonde, fringe wife. Gonna stick with her side, stay by her side, and honor his commitment to her, huh?
Yeah, he's 38 and not exactly going to be bringing in the ones that look like that after his career's done, so he's going to hold on to that.
Really? He's going to fix his problems, fix his broken marriage. Wow, there is a lot of different opinions about this, but I am, again, a fan of her work. She did a great job embarrassing everyone at the Players Championship. I told you that, you know, a lot of people say that's the fifth major, but it was actually a fifth of scotch that they meant. They meant to actually talk about her drinking a fifth of scotch before she started calling her husband all kinds of names in front of everyone. I bet she was a real pleasant scene in the party tent over there on the 18th fairway. You know, can you imagine having her at the tent with her buzz on and she's yelling bad things about her husband and all the other players' wives think she's a lush? That's awesome. I can't get enough of that stuff. Can you imagine if she was driving right now listening to me and she's just swerving all over the freeway in anger and grabbing the wheel with tight white knuckles and she's all angry and getting all fired up right now, going to go home and have a drink and then stalk me for a couple years?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.